You know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
All right, you know what? This is what we're going to do, Dre. Because I'm a new vegan. What am I, a vegetarian? What am I? I eat fish. Pescatarian?
Pescatarian. Right.
Okay, so I eat fish, but I literally all the meat is gone. Chicken, pork, beef, anything. Lamb, I don't give a shit. Goat, gone.
Dope.
I don't eat any of that. And I don't miss it.
Yeah.
By the way, can I also say another thing? You ready for this, Isaac?
Yep.
Turn your microphone on. You ready for this, Isaac?
Yes, sir.
I don't have lower back pain anymore.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
I think I was full of shit. And I'm not lying. I'm not lying, bro.
You got shit in your back.
Bro, yeah. I would eat a steak.
Mm-hmm.
And I love steak, bro. Ribeye, tomahawk, with the bone.
Yes.
Bro, I would eat all the way up to the grizzle up against the bone, man. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That thing would not come out of my body for at least 5 days.
It's so gross.
5 or 6 days. I'd have a tomahawk bone in my ass. That whole thing. I would eat that whole thing right there, Dre, yeah. With the bone right there. That's my favorite. And over all the steaks, that's my favorite. I'm telling you, Dre, I would be sluggish for like 3 or 4 mm-hmm. days. Just trying to push it was a workout.
Yeah.
And then when it finally came out, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like a shoe just came out of my body. Like a shoe. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And bro, gone. It's gone. I literally, oh, and my back would hurt. My lower back would hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if maybe the meat was pushing up against my spine or whatever. Like, that's gone now. I don't have that anymore, dude. It's been 3 months. I feel like I've been cleansed.
It's dope, man.
And I can't wait to see how I feel in like a year.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I've been loving it, man. Isaac, how long have you been doing this?
I'm 2 weeks in, no cheese, pescatarian.
Okay, so no dairy on top of the beef.
I'm trying to go mostly no dairy, but mostly no cheese.
Cheese is hard, man.
That's but what about beef?
I had a little bit of fake beef and fake chicken last week, but I got this meal delivery service that's sending me like pescatarian meals.
Woo!
I
don't think
he still didn't answer the question. Are what you eating beef?
You're not eating beef, right?
I mean, I slipped up and had some beef. But I haven't had no cheese. I haven't had any cheese in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, you're just taking care of your lactose problem. You're not trying to cut the meat out yet. You're trying, but it's a slow grind.
It's a battle. It's a battle.
It's a battle. What's your go-to? What is it, Isaac, that really, when you try and step away from meat, what is it that you're like, you look at it and you're like, ah, fuck this diet. What is it?
Steak.
Yep.
Definitely. Yeah, steak. Going to a nice steakhouse is my favorite.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
The smell of that charness on the meat.
Yeah.
The way it comes to your table, just on the plate by itself. It doesn't need anything else. You have to buy the sides on a big giant dish on its own.
Yeah.
Literally the sides at a steakhouse is literally your meal.
I remember we went to Mastro's for Joe's birthday, yes. His 16th.
Yes.
And I was newly vegetarian.
Yes, and I was talking a lot of shit.
That was painful.
It was, huh?
Yeah.
Because that steak is beautiful. And you saw the one I got.
Well, and you guys ordered, I think you ordered the steak fucking, what is that?
Wagyu.
No, we ordered
the Kobe.
No, but then, yes. But then that fucking pile of the big.
Oh, the sea tower. Are you talking about the sea tower?
No, there was a steak like this, all you can eat. Fucking thing that you guys
we did
like on a carousel. It was
fucking, Jesus,
it was ridiculous.
What did we order? We did order a lot. I know what you're talking about. We had all kinds of stuff that day, and you were just sitting there.
Felt like you did it on purpose
with a salad.
Yeah,
a nerd. You're a nerd.
I know.
But guess who's not going to Mastro's ever again?
Yeah,
this guy.
Right.
Well, no, I'll go there for seafood. But if I'm going to get seafood, I might as well go somewhere with spices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Steakhouse is just dry ass lobster. Here's some butter. Like,
You got to go to Van Nuys.
Yo, man, I want to see a Japanese chef throw that thing on a hibachi grill.
Oh, I thought you were talking about drunken crab.
Ooh, or drunken crab. I want my crab to stumble into a cellophane bag full of spices and corn. Drunk, just a fucked up crab. Hey guys, what's inside the bag? Oh shit, it's hot in here. I want to eat that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
So wait, you don't eat fish?
No. But My orthodontist
told you to.
Told me to.
Because your teeth were fucked up.
It has nutrients against like gum disease and shit. So,
what about fish oil? Just eat fish oil too. Doesn't work.
I don't know. She felt like she was kind of pressuring me a little bit too. I think she just wants me to eat fish.
And then she goes,
and every once in a while sneak in some bison. And I was like, that's not even a fish.
What are you talking about? Bison?
That's not even a fish.
You mean the most rarest of meats out there? The buffalo? You want me to kill that thing? Wasn't it just extinct? Wasn't that thing extinct like 20 years ago? Didn't Ted Turner save the bison?
Really?
I think so. I think we were almost out of buffaloes, man. And I think like Ted Turner saved them.
Well, there must be
like
plenty
opened
now.
Up like a buffalo farm.
There must be plenty now because public school is selling them as burgers.
Yeah, we've been overran. when were they? They were like almost extinct. I'm not joking. And then all of a sudden, Ted Turner, because he was a billionaire, he was like, you know, I made this big giant lump of land, a farmland for grazing bison. I want to save the buffalo. I don't want to. And then he made so many. He's like, hey, it's time to eat these motherfuckers. Let's eat them.
It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand. It's overtaking Atlanta.
Atlanta, home of the bison.
Home of the bison. Do you know what the Buffalo Bills are? Do you know what a bill is?
No.
Do you know where Buffalo is?
Yeah.
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
And their logo is a buffalo. But that's the name of the city.
Not the.
There are no fucking buffaloes in Buffalo. Do you know what a bill is?
No.
What the fuck is a bill? But their logo is a buffalo.
What's a buffalo bill?
What's a bill? Is that the name of the buffalo? What is it, Isaac? Can we look up bills? Like, what's the definition of a buffalo bill? The Buffalo Bills, I think, are the only city, right? It's the city?
Buffalo City.
It's Billy Buffalo is their mascot.
But why do they call it the Buffalo Bills?
What is that?
Like, why do they call it the Buffalo Bill? Like, what is a bill? But I think they're the only city where
that.
Their logo is the name of their city.
I never thought about that.
They're Buffalo, New York.
That's dumb.
So anyways, this is what I'm getting at, right? Because you're laughing at me because I said Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's because Ted Turner owns Atlanta. Yeah. We all know that.
Right.
He owned a big hunk of land, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Let these buffaloes graze. then they were grazing too much. It's time to eat these motherfuckers. I don't even know if
That's
his farm was in Georgia.
Great Ted Turner.
Did you like that?
I do.
It's good.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the Buffalo Bills, right? So look at this. Check this out. My dad is from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is from Buffalo. All he talks about is Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right? I liked the Buffalo Bills for a little bit when Jim Kelly was in there. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was a kind of a cool team to cheer for because, they always fucked up. And it was my dad's team, right? I never knew what the Buffalo Bills stood for. I just assumed it was a buffalo.
Yeah.
Your logo's a buffalo, so there's buffaloes in New York. But then I find out there are no buffaloes. All right, long story short. Now I'm in college, right? When I moved to Vegas is when I discovered the wing. I never had wings when I was in high school, bro. Did you?
No.
I never had wings in high school. I'm not lying when I say this. Wings were after high school wings. When I moved to Vegas and all of a sudden pizza places started selling them with your... You know, like delivering wings. To your
Domino's.
House. I started
I think
doing
Domino's
it.
Was the
and
was
I and all of a sudden leader, now all of a sudden I'm a hot wing motherfucker, bro.
Right, right.
I gotta stop cursing. I'm sorry, but now I'm addicted to hot wings, Dre.
Yeah,
like addicted to hot wings. I can't get enough can't of get hot enough wings. Of them, yeah. I can't. I'm
I know,
serious.
I know.
I want them dry. I want them wet. Yeah. I want them drenched in hot sauce and give me a side of ranch.
Yeah.
If you give me blue cheese, I'm gonna throw it in your fucking face.
Fuck you and fuck the blue cheese. Yeah, got it.
And who wants the celery stick? I said chicken wings.
Yeah, what is that supposed to be a substitute for?
Yeah, what
are
you doing, man? I'm not going to end up there. When I'm done with these six wings, I'm throwing away a carrot and a celery stick. So now they're called buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Everyone's eating buffalo wings. Now there's a restaurant called Buffalo Wings. It's like It's like called a BBW.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, BW, right? BWs.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm addicted to this culture.
Right.
I can't get enough of lemon pepper. Now there's lemon pepper. Now there's honey barbecue, regular barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to wings, bro.
Yeah.
Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
I went to Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I never put the shit together.
Oh.
I always wondered, why the fuck is this mascot? Why is Buffalo Wings a universal name? I didn't even know what it was. I just thought it was a universal thing. They just called them Buffalo Wings. And right. then when I saw B-Dubs, the logo was a big buffalo with little tiny wings. And you cut the wings off and that's what we're feeding.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm being 100% honest with you. I thought Buffalo Wings was just what you called chicken wings.
Yeah.
Literally. Right. I never questioned it.
Never related it to anything.
Until I got a gig in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
And I'm asking around, going, what's a buffalo? Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, you know, and then they tell me the whole story about the Buffalo Bills and all that stuff. And I forgot the answer. But anyways, then they tell me another story, right? Because I go, is there a local diner we can go to? Like, because every city I used to go to, I always find out where the local diner, that there's nowhere in the world. It's only in this diner. Mm-hmm. Everyone in this town goes to this diner. And you know what they said to me? Do you want to go to the place where they invented the buffalo wing?
Mind blown.
Drop the... Bro, if you would have seen the look on my face.
Oh, because it all came together in that moment.
I never put it together, right. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad's from Buffalo. I'm cheering for the Buffalo Bills. I'm eating wings nonstop. Buffalo fucking wings. I go to Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
I try to go see the school that my dad went to. There's this hot dog place that my dad always took me to. I wanted to go look at that. And then I go, is there a cool diner that no one else has? You know, that everyone, and they go, you want to go to the place where the buffalo wing was invented.
Wow.
The chicken wing was invented in Buffalo, New York at a bar.
Right.
The chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was, an event or whatever it was, but there was a big giant, let's just say the bars were all packed, right? One bar in particular was packed. One thing that this woman did was she cooked chicken, fried chicken. She was known for her chicken, right? Bars packed, food is gone. Now back in the day, during this time, the chicken wing is like the gizzard of the food. You chopped it and you threw it in the trash. You throw it in the fucking trash, bro. Yeah. Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom. Grab the breast. That's all they ate were the breast, right?
Mm.
This party was so big. Whatever it was, it's just, there's so many people in this bar, right? I might be messing up this story. Who cares? She's out of chicken, but there's thousands of people that are hungry.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She went and grabbed that trash can full of chicken wings.
Yeah.
Made up that sauce on the spot. The buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she made that. She came up with that idea. And then she just quickly fried that fucking... She just threw it in the basket and started frying them and selling them with that sauce. And they called it the buffalo wing. That's what they called it, the buffalo wing.
And they ate them.
And they killed it. And now they're throwing chicken breasts away. And they only sell the goddamn wings.
Right.
But like, it's so cool. Like, that's how it all... Like,
no, it's very cool.
One, I had no idea they were throwing the wings away. Like, to me, that's the best part of the chicken. I take that and then the thigh. Those are my two favorite pieces. The wing, the drumette. I love the drumette.
Right.
Oh, no, not the drumette. I like the wing, the one that looks like a, you know what I mean? It's got meat in the middle.
You like the flats.
The flats.
You like flats.
Is that what they call it? Yeah. Flat? Ooh, yeah. I love the flat, dude. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my two favorite parts.
Yeah.
The thigh and the wing. And I always feel like I'm a crazy person because no one likes those.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I always feel like everyone I'm around wants the drumstick and the breast.
Hang around a lot of white people.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Isaac, what do you like?
I like whale wings where they're still connected.
Oh,
he's a, you know what that is? Okay. He's a beer drinker and he likes to play that game where you throw the sandbag in the hole.
Cornhole. The cornhole?
Yeah, look, you do it right away. Do you play that a lot, Isaac?
Yes, sir.
You goddamn right.
On the beach every weekend.
At the beach every weekend. He's got his whale wings. He's got his cornhole.
Yeah.
And what kind of beer? Probably a, hold on, let me try and guess. Let me guess.
You're never going to guess.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Is he?
It's not even a beer.
Oh, then I'm not going to guess. I won't.
What is it?
Black Cherry Bud Light Seltzer.
Wow.
Oh, exotic.
It came from the White Claws. But I like Bud Light as a brand. I used to drink Bud Light all the time. So.
I got you. Yeah. Yep, that was my choice too. Bud Light. Yeah. I'm also one of the rare ones that was in love with the fusion drinks. So Bud Light started making limes.
Oh, you were into that.
Lime flavor. When I love it. Or when Coca-Cola started making vanilla cherry Coke.
Yeah.
Vanilla cherry Dr. Perry.
I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
When I drank soda, yeah, I didn't mind that.
I don't drink soda anymore.
I don't either.
You guys, I want everyone that's young listening right now. This is what happens to you when you hit a certain age. Soda is no longer delicious to us. No. It's a poison.
Yeah.
It makes my legs swell up.
The syrup pools in your ankles.
Pulls my ankles down. Lays me on my back, I should say, as the steak is kicking my spinal cord.
Yeah, the combination.
The combination of the two. Dude, I used to, you remember Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Okay, one thing I loved about Thanksgiving is the day after and the concoction of crap I would put on a plate.
Just bullshit. Just everything.
Just everything melted and fused together with butter.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would put it all in the middle of the plate and then a big chunk of butter on top and then a wet napkin and throw it in the microwave for like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I got this hot plate of, well, I mean, if you look at it, barf. I mean, if you type in day after Thanksgiving meal, look at the pictures that pop up. It literally looks like a hot plate of barf. And you know what we do with that? We lick it.
Yep.
We sop it up with bread.
Yep.
And it's done. I'm going to ask you this question. This is a health question. Black people and Filipino people, I believe, suffer from high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think they also have a high chance of being, insulin.
Diabetic.
Mm-hmm. Filipinos and black people, I feel, have the highest percentage. I don't know the percentages. Want to look it up. But I just know through experience, Dre is a needle away. And my sister cannot keep her fucking cholesterol down to save her life. Right. And it drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's definitely hereditary.
Hold on 1 second here. Can I clarify something really quick?
Yes.
Because it's definitely hereditary. I agree. But you should see your sister's snacks.
Yeah, see, I love my sister to death, man, but she's got a lot of full of shit in her. Like, I catch my sister so many times, like, I don't know why I'm hurting and then my cholesterol's up. I'm like, bitch, you just ate caramel. Like, no one eats that. Only you.
I was like, is that a bag of sour cream and onion potato chips for breakfast?
What the fuck?
I don't know. My blood pressure shooting through the roof.
It's killing me. My heart is murmuring. Yeah. It's trying to digest MSG. But I will say this.
Neither here nor there.
But I will say this. It's also your genes.
For sure, 100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, she should be able to wash it out with water. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're going to eat a bag of chips, you drink a gallon of water and flush that shit out.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But it doesn't matter because if she drinks a gallon of water, it still has an effect on her. And I feel the same thing with you.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe our culture, I think when you're poor, and I'm not saying us directly, but I'm saying through the history of time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're poor, you eat cheap shit.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest is sugar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the most satisfying is sugar.
Right.
Like, you ever starve and then see a cake and yep. be so happy.
Right.
It's like double happy.
Right.
One, I'm getting full, and two, this is delicious.
Yeah.
And it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The Philippines makes this thing, Isaac, when we have birthday cakes. You ready for this, Isaac? Yep. And this is poor people doing, you know, this is poor people shit right here. Mm-hmm. You ready? Yep. A birthday cake in the Philippines. Look, I'm not talking about now. It probably still exists. It does, actually. But I'm talking about back in the day when I lived there in the 70s. Bro, I can't tell you how many times I've seen a birthday cake and the frosting was just literally whipped butter with sugar.
Oh, man.
Literally yeah. white. What kind of sugar is that called, by the way? The white sugar. It's called something.
Cocaine.
Yeah, the racist sugar. No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. Too.
What is it called, Isaac?
Cane sugar?
Cane sugar is brown. The white sugar. Anyways.
That's the granulated.
Granulated sugar, right? Yeah. So they would take a big, giant stick of butter, right? The mm-hmm. kind of government butter, right? Oh, big, yeah. giant, looks like a loaf of bread.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah. They throw it in a big yeah. metal bowl, right? Yeah. And then they just take a bag of C&H sugar mm-hmm. and just pour that shit in there. Oh, then they'd whip it. They let the butter soften up, and then they whip it. Oh, they just whip it, right?
Right?
And then they smear it on top of a butter cake. Ugh. If your heart doesn't stop at the age of three, you are this close
yeah.
to being the first Filipino X-Men. No one should eat that much fucking butter.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what you do when you're broke, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the best out of the shit you can afford.
Yeah, I mean, think about like the parts of the pig, for example, that your culture and my culture eat weekly.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Weekly.
Chitlins and I ate my grandmother by the way is 92 years old.
That is crazy.
So, I mean, she's, you know, 1 foot out of slavery.
Yeah.
When she was born. Seriously.
For real, though.
No, seriously. Real
she's
talk.
100 years. Yeah, she's 100 years ago.
Yeah.
1921. Let's just round up.
Yeah.
Let's just say 1920, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
it's
bro.
Crazy.
Imagine what she saw.
For sure.
Oh.
100%. So what they were eating were the scraps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it
whatever they
down
threw
to
in the barn.
That's what
right?
That's what it boiled down to. So I've had because I was raised by her.
Yeah.
I've had pig's feet. Yep. I've had pig ears. I've had, you know what I mean? As a kid, I ate that shit.
Isn't that crazy to think?
It is crazy to think.
It's like, yeah, let's make a stew, but we can't even afford the water to make the stew. Yeah. So we'll just use the pig's blood.
Yeah. Right.
And make a stew.
Right.
With all the insides of the pig. Why? Because we can't afford the good pieces of muscle that they sold everybody else.
Right, right.
Just give us a bag of the insides.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly, man. And so you're not only the fact that you may eat that stuff because it's kind of tradition or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's passed through your DNA.
Yeah, it is, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
It is. It makes you. Cosmetically, it makes mm-hmm. you, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the right word?
Yeah. I mean, close enough.
Right?
Genetic, it's a part of your genetic coding. You know what I mean?
Like it's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's your body takes in all that information, whether mm-hmm. it's food, whether it's the music you consume, all that shit affects your DNA.
Yeah. So imagine if you growing up, you know, or your ancestors growing up in poverty, my ancestors growing up in poverty and slavery and with all that happening, right?
Yeah.
You carry that genetic coding forward.
Oh, 100%.
With the food the food they ate, all that, you carry that stuff forward.
That's
man.
Crazy.
Yeah. We're just fighting against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. Good night, good night.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.